Hello and welcome to the Traveling Salesman Podcast. This is your host, Andy Achuga from andyachuga.org, and I'm really grateful that you're here today. Yes, this is episode number 50, and in this episode, I want to share with you the importance of clarity and my journey in the past 2 years in and out of clarity, the phases of confusion and clarity. Sometimes it's a bit much like the yin and yang, isn't it? You get confused and then you sit down and then you clarify things out and it keeps going up and down, up and down. There's two sides of the same coin. Today I want to share with you my journey, so stay tuned. Anyway, so welcome back again. If this is your first time listening to me, please feel free to do me one favor and hit that subscribe button or follow button and share with your friends, share with your contacts. And on the Traveling Salesman Podcast, I share with you my experience in sales, what I've actually learned during my journey in sales, and also I share with you some skills and some communication skills I've learned over time that can help you increase your business. So if you're in some form of any business or you're dealing with people on a daily basis and you want to understand what actually makes people tick, or you want to understand the best ways you can communicate to actually get people to say a yes or to do the things you want to do, or maybe you're in business and struggling with getting sales, you might want to be tuning in on a regular basis, because from now on to the next year, I am, you know, dedicating myself to do podcast on a more regular basis, so you can get all that content that you used to get. Before we go in there, please spend a little moment and let's take something from our sponsors. So this episode is brought to you by Unique Financial Protection and Precise Protect, where you can actually go and get free financial advice. So if you're actually looking to streamline your finances, your financial protection needs, you know, do yourself a quick favor by visiting incomeprotectiongurus.co.uk. That is incomeprotectiongurus.co.uk. And if you still need to speak to an advisor, you can still do so by picking up the phone and calling on 07895625269. That's 07895625269. And it's only related to people based in the UK. If you want to streamline your insurances, you want to make sure that your insurances, your trusts and your wills, all those things are in place and your finances are correctly protected, please feel free to check this out. So today I'm sharing my experience of confusion to clarity, you know, and this is something that I believe that a lot of people struggle with, especially even us entrepreneurs. Could you believe that? Don't count all the costs before going in. Sometimes we just jump in and we start doing, because we have the belief that doing is more important than thinking. You need to get that. Doing is very important, but it's as equally as important as planning. And so sometimes we operate on this mode: ready, fire, aim. Sometimes we do that. We get ready and we fire before we aim. However, I know ready, aim, fire is kind of like one of the cliches that a lot of people want to go away from. People are moving from ready, aim, fire because why? We want to be in action mode. But the question though is ready, aim, fire, or a ready, aim, fire, is that like a good way or is that a bad way? Or is it ready, fire, aim? So you take the gun, get ready, cock it, and then you just start firing. Like you fire at any target, like, and you're not really aiming, you're just firing. I used to operate on that for a very long time because I listened to a lot of trainings about taking action. Okay, so sometimes we put the planning phase not so important. But you know something else? Preparation time is never time wasted. The only issue is that a lot of us get stuck in the cycle of preparing and waiting to get the perfect moment to move. Whereas on the contrary, we should really be preparing to be moving, not preparing then we move. We should be preparing to be moving. So it has to be a continuous effort where we are actually preparing and moving. It's a lot of people, you know, during the COVID time, where should I say, a lot of entrepreneurs, salespeople, like went really down under. And I was doing everything the way I did everything. I wasn't really bothered about changing anything. Nothing was going to be different for me. I just went for it. It was no longer, things became very rapid. Everything in my brain, things were going really quick. Pre-log, before lockdown, things were going really quick. It was like speeding up because this virus was all of a sudden spreading all over the world. Like, and people were literally getting sick and dying. And this is where it kind of like became a bit more confusing, because I still had to work. I still had to go to the office, because I know a lot of entrepreneurs, especially salespeople, still were going about their business, doing what they needed to do, because most of the times we work solo, right? Or we work in a very small team. So people were still going to work. And I remember one day sitting in my car and driving off. At the usual time I drive off, and it was like ghost town. It was ghost town everywhere. There was not a single car on the road. I remember going into the office, and the place where my office used to be a busy place. Like, there were like different businesses, huge, massive businesses in there, and it was very busy in there. But this time it was quiet. You could literally hear a pin drop in that whole complex. Now, this is where the confusion steps in, because the brain is trying to adjust, like, we're going so fast, and all of a sudden it's a halt. Now, at that point, I was a bit much like, is this the point where really have to change strategy, or is this the point where I reach out to everybody and I say, okay, time out, we need to take a break, okay? But we couldn't afford taking a break. That wasn't part of the options, so we had to literally just get back to work. And although it was very challenging, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. It was an intriguing, because I've never been through anything like this before in my life. Okay, so now we are at this point where business is going on, not as usual, but somehow still going on, and then had to re-strategize. Now, during all this time, I asked myself a lot of questions. There were a lot of things that I wanted to do that I wasn't doing. A few things that I wanted to do that I wasn't doing. One of them being coaching. I've been going into coaching. I've been dipping in and out of coaching. I've coached a few clients. I've helped a few clients get some results and team members get some results by coaching. However, it wasn't so, should I say, it wasn't on a professional scale. One of the things I struggled with is clarity. It's about getting clear. The clarity of the brand, the clarity of the message, clarity in what I actually wanted to talk about, who I wanted to say it to. Now, I understood at some point who I wanted to say it to, but I didn't know how I was going to say what I wanted to say and how to combine it with what I was doing. Now, this is where clarity comes in. Not until recently, I knew one of the things I definitely wanted to do was coaching. There was no two ways about it. So now at this point, I'm actually thinking I need to get to a level of clarity. You see, the thing is, confusion and clarity are equal and opposite sides of the same thing, right? You get confused and then you sit down and you do some inner work or soul searching or thinking or whatever. Then you get clear on what you want, right? It's like you want to eat something and you get confused, like, what do I eat? And then you, in that state of confusion, you have to really ask yourself some questions. You get very clear on what you want, you go through some decision process, and then you get clear and you find something you want to eat. And then once you eat that, sometime at some point, that same process starts again. So it's a battle between confusion and clarity, and that happens a lot in our lives. So at this point, I'm not feeling really bad that, okay, I couldn't get clear. And I used to feel very horrible about not getting extremely clear. However, if you struggle with that level of clarity and confusion dipping in and out, one of the things you should understand is that is two sides of the same coin. You will get to the point in your career, in your life, in your business where you're like, okay, I'm not sure about this. How do I do this, right? And that's a level at the point where you need to sit down and get the goal clear. That is the point where you are like, I need to get some clarity in my life, or I need to get some clarity in what I'm doing and make it make sense. So this is where we are when it comes to understand. And that's the phase I went through. I went through a phase where I was not sure, then a phase where I was a bit confused. I knew what I wanted, but I wasn't really clear how it was going to be. And then I sat down, did some soul searching, did questioning, and all of a sudden I'm clear. And then once I'm clear, some new goals out of clarity pops up, and then I have to go back into the same cycle again and think, okay, how clear is this thing? One of the things we're doing now, which is exciting as well, we're launching our own journal. At the point where we're launching the journal, I know, okay, we want to launch a journal, right? So this is the journal we're going to be launching. Now at that point, I know what I'm working on. Now we start the process. Okay, let's do some research. Let's find out what's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, this is where the ready, fire, aim mentality comes in. I get information, a little bit of information, and then I fire before I aim, right? So we start going straight away. And then we come to a point where we're like, oh my gosh. We get to a point where we're like, oh, now we know what we want. We have an idea of what we want the pages to be, what we want the journal to do. So, but then there's a little bit of a block, because most journals that are self-published are soft cover. We don't want soft cover. So what are we going to do? So we have to go back and do a research and find out, okay, well, why do we need a soft cover? Why do we need a hard cover? How clear is this thing? We don't even be very 100% clear on what we want the cover to be like. So again, then we go back and do all this thing again. And then we start the whole process. So you can see it's a bit of a dip in, dip out, go in, go out. So this process, whole process of getting in and out of clarity, or dipping into some form of confusion, level of confusion, and going into clarity, happened a lot during that time. Now, good news is the journal is almost out, but then it happened a lot during the time. An obstacle comes up or something shows up, which is like a challenge. And then I have to go back and find out, okay, how do we do this? How do we fix this? At this time, it's a level of confusion. It's a phase of confusion that needs clarity. So we have to go back to the main goal and start asking questions. What was the main goal? What are we looking for? Sit down and do some soul searching, right? Some deep digging to get to the point. And I believe it's the same thing with everybody else. It's the same thing with every project you start. It doesn't have to be like, oh yeah, hang on, like I know exactly what I want. It doesn't always happen like that. I know exactly what I want. I know exactly what I want it. It looks crystal clear to me, and I'm gonna go, right? And so people expect this perfect world of clarity. They want to be perfectly 100% perfectly clear before they start taking action, whereas sometimes getting a good level of clarity and moving is the way forward. Otherwise, most people wouldn't do anything, because clarity for most people doesn't come. And so it's the same thing. Sometimes I would get clear, and sometimes I would get probably a little bit unsure or confused. And at that point, I think, oh, I shouldn't be confused. Why am I confused? And I stopped. And that kind of like dragged the project. Something that should have taken 6 months ended up taking around about 8 to 12 months. Why? Why? Because I was not very sure. And because I was not expecting to be confused, I was not thinking anything should be holding me back at this point, I would stop and I would not be moving forward, and I would just put a break on it. And I find that this is what a lot of us go through. When we get to the point where there's a little bit of a confusion, we get ashamed, we feel bad, we think like we shouldn't be at this level at this point. Why is this happening? Okay, then maybe it's not meant to be. Or then we second guess. And then at this point, we take a step back. And I did that a lot over the past 2 years, because I will start something, or I know this is where I'm going. And then when there's a little bit of confusion at some point, I step back and I go, hang on, I shouldn't be stepping back. Wait, I shouldn't be getting confused about this right now. And I step back and I'll do nothing, because at that point I'm feeling, all right, throwing the towel. And at some point the goal calls me back, and I come all the way back to where I left off, and I have to work through clarity. So you see, this is the journey I went through for the past 2 years, and I wasn't really sure what was going on. I only knew that things were slowing down a lot, and things were going really slow. But things didn't really have to go slow. Things could have moved at a quicker pace. The only reason why it was going slow was because I was dipping in and out of clarity. I'll get clear and I'll get confused, and I'll stay on confusion, or I'll give up on confusion phase and not moving forward, and then I'll come back to the same phase and solve the issue and move on again into clarity. So then dipping back and forth. But when you look at the whole graph, dipping back and forth, I was still moving forward. So to the point where now the journal is ready, right? The coaching program is finished, and I've actually now finished the coaching course. So it was more of going forward, going back, going forward like five steps, come back one step, go forward five steps, come back one step. Sometimes it's not so bad to be able to dip in and out. I believe that even if you're dipping in and out, you just have to keep moving forward. If you have to stop at some point to work through clarity, you have to do that. Because if you're not working through clarity, if we are not working through clarity, we get entangled in all this mess, and then we just give up at that point. At that point, we give up and we are not really doing much. Whereas we could have sat down for just a day or two, an hour, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is, and start working through clarity. Now, this is why coaches help. Now, after going through the coaching course and becoming a certified coach and NLP practitioner, this is where I noticed this is how coaches help people break through barriers of confusion or barriers of unclarity. Because let's face it, most of the times I noticed during the last 2 years, every time something major was stopping me, it was mainly because I was not clear. That's all it was. I wasn't really clear, so I probably will throw in the towel temporarily, or I would set back completely, or sometimes I will force and push through that barrier. So this is how it works. If you stop at some point, and this is where coaches come in very important, because I noticed that the only thing a coach is helping you do, a coach helps you break through that barrier yourself. So a coach is not really doing it for you. You are actually breaking through that barrier yourself. And it's the most exciting thing, because after going through the process, I realized that we have so many answers. Like, we have all the answers we need. The job of the coach is really to help you instill that self-belief and break through that barrier by using quality questions and focus and target and helping you gain clarity. Because once that clarity is in place, everything else is done. Everything else is done. Just get clear. That's it. Once there is clarity, everything else is done. Clarity is almost, to me, is like 80% of the game. Once you get clear, you know what you want, you know how you want it, you know when you want it, you know how it feels like. Or even if you know what you want and at some point something is stopping you and you're unclear, what is it that's stopping me? Why am I stopping? I'm not really clear what's going on. At that point, you know you need somebody to hold your hand to push you through. And that's the role of a coach, right? That's the role of a business coach, a life coach, or whatever coach. You hit a roadblock, they help you break through that barrier using your own resources, which is brilliant thing. And that is why I decided to launch my coaching using a program, which is going to be a free program. So before the end of this episode, I'd like to share with you some two or three things you can do to gain clarity at that point when you dip down, where the point where you actually hit a wall and you're thinking, I'm a bit confused, or I need to throw in the towel, or I'm not very clear what's going on, or you're not even sure what's going on. You just lost enthusiasm, or you lost drive, or you lost whatever it is, and you're feeling, oh, I gotta go, right? This is two questions you can ask yourself to help you break through that barrier, because I did this. That there are a lot of things that you can do to push yourself through that barrier, but the most important thing is sitting down and asking yourself these questions. One of the questions I learned to ask, which is a very good question, what will happen if I achieve this goal? Say in my case, it was a journal, and at the point where I stopped working on it completely, and I feel I needed to be moving forward, but I wasn't, I had to ask myself, what will happen after I do this? Or what will happen when I publish this journal? Now, the second question, which was very tricky to me, was what will not happen if you publish this journal? Like, nobody builds a house without counting the cost, both good and bad. You have to count the cost, right? So what will happen? What will not happen once I published this journal and I had to write that down. What's not going to happen? Sometimes we like have this grand dream of something exciting going to be happening. And after asking that question and getting the answer that, okay, this, Andy, might not get 1 million people purchasing immediately. You might, but you probably might not. I had to settle with that feeling. I had to settle with it that this will not happen when the goal is achieved. And there are many other things, and you have to dig both positive and negative sides of this particular question you ask yourself. So once you ask that question, you need to take the positive and the negative side. You don't just take the positive side, you take both sides and you consider it. Now, something crazy starts happening. The brain starts working things out by itself. Your brain just starts working this thing out. Once you give those answers, you would see that a fresh new energy will come to you. If it's a goal that really don't drive you, it's a goal that really is not ecologically friendly. By that, I mean, it's probably not going to benefit, you know, the people around you. It's probably going to benefit just you, or maybe it's going against your values in some way. You would see that you would naturally just say, nah, this is not it. We need to drop it. But in most cases, what I found that for the coaching clients we had over the period, most of them get a new, fresh drive to start moving forward, because now they've counted the actual costs and they break through that barrier and they move faster than they were moving before, because now they've counted the cost. Now, obviously, there's so many techniques that we use. A coach really helps you break through the barrier by understanding where you are at the moment and where you want to be and how they can help you break through those barriers to get to that point. So I hope this episode helps you, right? And those two questions, trust me, even if you are going as good as you feel you are, or you're going at the required speed, or you are okay right now, still ask yourself those questions when it comes to a specific goal. The brain is actually asking very specific questions and it's targeting your values. It's targeting your value system, which is a great thing. So now I appreciate you. Hope you enjoy this episode. Now, a quick announcement. We are going to be hosting on very soon a goal clarity workshop. So make sure you stay tuned for that clarity workshop. Once dates are available, I will announce it on this podcast and on my social media platform where you can actually check it. If you're actually listening to the podcast, you can check all the links in the description of the podcast, where you can follow me, get more content, and where you can ask questions. If you have any questions at all, please feel free, and any contributions, feel free to send them forward so we can publish it. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you. God bless you.